You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Eric and Sheila kissing. That was just part of the week on Bold Breakdown. Next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, you guys, that's my music. You know what it is? The last soap of the soap block today. My last show of today. I did four shows today. This is the Bold Breakdown, the Bold Beef Lab show here on AfterBuzz TV. That's right, you guys. And I'm James Lott Jr. I am James Lott Jr. Oops, I almost spilled my water. You guys, I love this song so much. I do. You know, I love the other one too, but I do love this one also. Hi, you guys in the chat room. My regulars, Jacob Marquez, Ethel, almost said JLJ Media, which is me. Nikisha, I know more will be populating in from. And here we come into the part of the I like the most. That's right, you guys. Dramatic for a soap. I love it. A soap about Los Angeles. And we're here tonight. I'm coming to you from Los Angeles. And I want to welcome you on this show. We're going to have my drink. Hope you have your drink, too. Whatever it is you're drinking. It could be non-alcoholic. It could be alcoholic. Whatever. But thanks. Grab a drink. A little nightcap together, since this is the last soap of the soap block. I'm glad you guys are with me. And those of you guys who are watching later, I'm glad you're watching. Please share this with everybody you can. I found a whole bunch of new, new to me, Bold and Beautiful Facebook groups. So I joined as many as I can. I want to support you guys out there. You can support me. It's just together. This show is so good. And it's an international sensation. And I want us to all share this show if we can. And you can do that. We're on Facebook under the Bold Breakdown. We're also on iTunes and on YouTube under AfterBuzz TV and the Bold and the Beautiful After Show. So go there. Like, write something down. Comment. Tell me I'm nice or something. But actually, listen and watch. But people who may not know this show exists, let's get it out to them. Let's show them what's going on. I got a whole bunch of new likes on our page. Thank you so much for getting to our page. And I try to post things on there all the time. Amber's Baby, you made it in. I was waiting for people. I know people are still populating, so I'm glad you're here. You guys are my co-hosts. I always say, so if you're a first-time watcher, I always say that the co-hosts are you guys out there. But next week, I got something exciting for you guys. Next Sunday, it is Caroline Spencer. It will be Lindsay Godfrey on the show with me. She'll be my co-host. So I'm sitting right to my left, I guess. Or I'm sitting to my right. Depends on where she'll sit. But she'll be on the show, and I'm so excited. She's so nice, and we've been working on this set, working this out. So Caroline Spencer will be on the show. Lindsay Godfrey, she'll be on here. And I'll be next Sunday on June 30th. Yes, June 30th. Hi, Michelle D. There you are. And also every Thursday I release a new Bold and Beautiful rewind. There'll be another new one this Thursday. It comes out in the morning usually. That's on iTunes, speaker.com. Oh, sorry, July 30th. Sorry, July 30th. Thank you. That's the end. Tell me, thank you. It's my last show of the evening. I'm sorry. But yes, July 30th. July 30th is next week is when she's coming on. That's right. And then also we have a new Bold and Beautiful mini spotlight I have out. It's on my JLJ Media. You can go there and check that out. The Bold and Beautiful rewinds and mini spotlights are all just short little extensions of the show. And you guys have totally been listening to them and sharing them. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, Nikki. Yes, Michelle D. We're finally getting Lindsay. She was scheduled to be on earlier in the year, and then she couldn't make it at the last minute. She had a family thing go on. And so now she's been wanting to come on the show. So this is something she's wanting to do, and we've been in talks. We're finally getting her on the show. As you know, she's a fascinating person in real life, and has been through so much in real life, of course. But on the show, because now that Caroline is back, and so that's going to be good to have her on the show. So I'm very excited. And I see you guys are talking to each other. Amanda Pennell, hello. Now, my lot in Los Angeles, I didn't bring my props this time, but I'm just actually, again, hawking my books. The James Lott Jr. Collection is out. Go to Amazon.com. I have 7 books out. 2 of them are a series, and the rest are standalone books. One of them is about weight loss and weight gain. It's really funny.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Put a funhouse mirror in my bathroom, and it's a really funny take on my life and learning. And it's a short book. These are all short books. They're all easy reads. They're all inexpensive. You probably get all 7 books you went to for under $30. They're fun and they're thought provoking. And I'm really proud of them. And I have more books coming, of course. But these are the ones that are out now. And those, just check those out. And those will be really cool. Hi, Terrell Bellinger. Are you watching? Oh, my God. You're watching Bo Burnham from your home in Philadelphia. I was talking about Philadelphia in my last show I was doing. I like Philly. I have an uncle in Bethlehem, which is outside of Philly. So, great thing. Now, before I begin talking about this week, I'm going to do, of course, this is a flashback. I did a Bold and Beautiful mini spotlight on Phoebe Forrester. So, you can go to JLJ Media on YouTube, and you can see it. It's, you know, people, I call it a forgotten twin because she's getting a few mentions here and there. And Mackenzie Mawsey did such a great job. Here's a quick scene from 2007 when they did a big concert. And I don't know if some of you guys remember this or not. And this is with my buddy, Kyle Lauder, who is now producer and star of Ladies of the Lake on Netflix. You can go there and watch that there. But this is when he played Rick Forrester, and he has a beautiful voice. Here's a little scene with that. I just want to show a little bit of that, because that is just, they did a really big production of this. And it's, as you see, it's beautiful, the production. And their voices are so good. You can find that online. Phoebe and Rick sing in 2007. That was 10 years ago. And they did this whole special episode. It was all about that. So, I mean, just so, oh my God. Yes, he was Uncle Rick, but not biologically. Yeah, Kelsey Morales, of course, was also from American Idol, was also part of that storyline. So, yes, you totally see that. But, yes, I just thought the voices were beautiful. People forgot. And Phoebe's storyline, her majority of her storyline had to do with Rick. You know, so it kind of had to show that a little bit. Okay, so this week in Bold and the Beautiful. The Bold and the Beautiful. Yes, Rick did get with Steffi Ann Taylor, and that's when Phoebe went off, and that leads to a whole other thing that happened later. So, yeah. So on Monday, we were left with that cliffhanger from Friday that Steffi shot Sheila. Ironically enough, Sheila got back up. So Sheila's fine. She was grazed. Yeah, you know, she's been shot before, so I just love that. There was no gun in her purse. Quinn thought there was a gun. There was no gun. It was an electric razor for Eric. I was trying to think, does a gun and electric razor actually feel like each other? If you don't, I know that your sensory perception is different when you can't see something. There's this game we used to do all the time at baby showers or bachelorette parties where you put something in a paper bag and people feel it and guess what it is. Yeah, and there were some folks who would say, I guess it felt like all kind of stuff. And you get a little raunchy. You get some booze and people too, gets a little raunchier. But I think also when you're sensory, you can't see something, it does take away some of your senses a little bit. And I guess an electric razor can feel like a gun. Don't know about that. The cops show up. They play it all off. And actually, Steffi apologizes to Sheila because ironically, Sheila shot Taylor years ago, her mother. And they kind of brought that up a little bit. You know, and Eric tells Steffi she's the one that he actually believes in. So it's that he trusts her. Don't tell Ridge where I'm at. She's the most trustworthy, he said. And I think she liked that. I like the relationship between Steffi and Eric. It's a granddaughter, grandfather. I have a granddaughter. I hope she looks at me the same way when she gets older. Miss Scarlett. I love that. Yeah, Sheila knows how it feels to be shot. I know the kids. She was like, I've been shot before. Plus, she's a nurse. You know, Sheila's a former nurse, so she knows what's going on. Sheila always rises from the ashes, call her female stuff in the mirror. Well, you know, I had Michelle Stafford on GH Report earlier today, and she had played Sheila at one point. So we laugh about that. She has her old face back. Michelle D, is your birthday? Michelle D, my co-host, you're here almost every single week. Monday was your birthday. Well, happy birthday, Michelle D. I don't think I knew that. Hope you had a great birthday. I hope you had a great birthday week. I say great birthday month. I'm all about that. So, but I want to say happy birthday to you. That's great. You know, you're another year older. You've made it. Not everybody makes it. I want to give a special condolences to a singer that I love so much. I saw his concert with his band with my grandson and my daughter a couple of years ago. Chester Bennington, Linkin Park. He killed himself, age 41, and I'm so sad to hear that he passed. And then also John Hurt. Actually, John Hurt passed away also this weekend. So I want to say my heart goes out to both them and their families. So when we make it past the birthday, that's the reason to celebrate just alone. We made it. So Michelle, I celebrate you and your birthday month. We'll say that. Hi, Aaron Brody. You made it. You're fine, Aaron. You made him. Okay. So Quinn and Ridge are talking, whatever. But Steffi and Ridge finally meet up and talk. And he finally admits. And he keeps saying, it was just a few kisses. Just a few kisses. Steffi freaks out and starts to Steffi has the same reaction that Brooke kind of had, that I really actually is rooted in history. My whole life is the same excuse. You did it to my mom. I know I'm disgusted. You always do this. And Ridge, the way Ridge is playing it, it is very interesting. He's just like, well, it was just a couple. I don't know why I do this. I'm just destructive. What do I do? I mean, I just do this. And like, he just really like, just, I mean, he's admitting he did it. But he's like, I don't know why I did it. I'm like, oh my God. Steffi's disgusted. She's like, I love you, but I can't even look at you right now. Well, you go, Steffi. Quinn returns home and sees the gun that Liam has in his hands, and, you know, she doesn't really tell what's going on, but it's just, you know, she wants to know where her husband is, no one's telling her. Then we had some Bill, Caroline, Douglas, and Allison. Bill is so funny. Oh my God. I just realized there's a lot of Spencer men in that family. Because Will is a Spencer. You know, Wyatt and Liam and him and now, I've got babies. Even though he's a Forrester, which he made fun of that thing, he's a Spencer man. But he was so hilarious. But Caroline decided, I'm going to go to Uncle Bill for help. They have something in common. So I say, sure, why not? Rich is a grandchild for Steffi. Oh, he was talking about Steffi and Liam have some kids. Well, right now, he just got married. They're in a happy space. I'm glad there's no drama. They're having a happy space. They're just doing that. Steffi was on point. Yes, she was. That's why you shouldn't be shocking. Rich can keep his lips to himself, I know. Steffi was stating facts. She was stating facts. She was breaking it down. She's like, this is what you did. This is what you do. You do this all the time. Yes, it's great to see Caroline back, too. I totally agree. Where the heck she been? Well, she was in New York with her two moms. But she's back. And when we talk to to Lindsay, we'll find out more about that and all that. Meanwhile, Bill goes to Spectra. And he starts talking to Thomas and starts taunting him about Caroline and Douglas. Mm-hmm. Trying to put a bug in his ear about that. And Thomas first is like, okay, I know what you're trying to do. But, you know, leave me alone. I'm taking care of my child. Mm-hmm. I know, Bill makes you laugh all the time, too. He's so funny. But remember the time before the writing changed, how Ridge was committed and all about Steffi? Remember, Ridge was all committed to Caroline, too. And then that just, you know, yeah. Everybody loved Bill. I love Bill, too. Dollar Bill is his nicknames for everybody. It's hilarious. And even Caroline, he stopped saying that because he's, you know, he's the father of my child. I mean, all the nicknames are hilarious. So now we're going to do another flashback. This is from 20 years ago, from 1998, like 20 years ago. This is Little Bridget, and she gets a little angry with her mother. Let's show this a little bit.
Not the whole time. You knew that Thomas was Ridge's baby, and you didn't tell him?
Oh, Ron Moss, my buddy.
When did you find out?
A while ago.
When?
Look, Bridget, the only thing you really need to focus on right now...
Why can't anybody just tell me the truth? Did you know that Ridge was Thomas's father when you married him?
Tell him, girl.
Yes.
How could you do that?
It was a mistake.
You said we'd be a family. You promised us.
Honey, I thought we would.
No, you lied.
No, Bridget.
You knew he'd find out. You knew he'd leave.
That is not true.
Don't you know how much this hurts?
Yes, of course I do, honey.
Then why did you do it? Why didn't you get our hopes up again?
Okay.
You're a terrible mother.
Bridget, just calm down.
She slapped her mother. I love Brooke's face. Like, she slapped me. Just had to show that. It's like, this little bitch slapped me. That's what she wanted to say. Mm-hmm. That's what she wanted to say. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm still your mother. I don't care what you think about me. You hit me, you would have been knocked out the next week. That's how it is. So, yeah, that's kind of, but that made it kind of funny. You know, I love a good slap. Bill's nicknames aren't as good as Spinelli's. Well, okay, Spinelli's nicknames are different. Bill's nicknames are similar to, like, Jack's nicknames for Victor or something. Like, they're all meant to be derogatory, whereas Spinelli's nicknames are all meanings of something else. Something is kind of something different, I think. Agnes Brucker was one of the best Bridgets. She's one of the best Bridgets. I was like, yeah, she has moved on. And yeah, exactly, Ethel. If my daughter slapped me, that she would have drawn nubs. She would have no fingers left. Mm-mm. Now, on Wednesday, Steffi and Quinn are at the house, and they start talking, and she's the same thing. It was just a few kisses. But Quinn really... Rena Sofer is doing such a good job. Rena Sofer... It's just such, she just, oh my God, she is so like, she could turn things, it's the writing also and everything, but the acting, but her acting, she just turns it around. She's like, yeah, I'm just destructive. I'm bad about this person, but I love Eric so much and I really don't want to hurt him. You literally almost believe her. And Jacqueline McInnes Wood did a great job as Steffi just listening to her. And you're thinking, I shouldn't believe her. Like, this is Quinn. She hurt my grandfather and my father. She's like, I mean, she's like, who is this? Who is this bitch? She does not like it, but she's just like, God, she almost believes her because Sheila's worse. That's the thing. It's the lesser of two evils, so to speak, like literally two evils. It is out of character. That's why I kind of agree, but I think her acting is really good in this. I mean, it's just kind of, so then you have Brooke, Katie, Patrice, and Ridge talking. Patrice is like, can you talk to Thomas about the Bill show? And Ridge is like, talk to your son of Patrice's father? Yes, I can do that. Kind of funny. Bill and Thomas are still going to talk about family, and he claims he's doing right by Caroline, and, you know, he has a point. Here was Thomas's point. I wanted Caroline, and she left. She wasn't ready. And that's the part they keep kind of forgetting that part a little bit. It's like, yeah, they totally, totally, totally made it seem like she didn't want him anymore. That she was done. After all that went through, it was like she's not ready. And he shipped her off. So I get his point. He moved on. He found, you know, Sally Spencer. He moved on, and that's life. Sally calls Caroline to lunch just to basically let her know that she knows all that's going on, and the lines are drawn. The lines are drawn. Thomas and Sally talk. They kind of get that Bill and Caroline are trying to lure them away. And Thomas says, I'm always going to be there for you. So he's like, he's not falling for it. Bill doesn't want her with Thomas, but she wants her niece. He wants his niece happy. And he's like, I love what he said. Can you just keep your last name Spencer? Which is your name. I kind of like that. Let's go to Thursday. I mean, before we go to Thursday, let's go to our last clip of the night. This is when Ashley Abbott, for those of you guys who don't remember, she was on Bold and Beautiful for a while. And Ashley and Brooke had little moments. And I thought, let's show that, a little bit of that.
Hi. You startled me. I know what you're doing, Ashley.
Really? You know that I'm extracting an essential oil by evaporating the organic solvent? Who told you that?
You're circling him. You're still in love with Rich.
What are you talking about?
Well, maybe you better be a little more careful next time you decide to profess your love to somebody else's fiancé.
Love never entered into that conversation. Not one time.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you didn't tell him that I was sick, that he should cut his losses?
No, actually, I did tell him that. Mm-hmm. And I would give anybody the same advice because he deserves to be treated better. I can only hope for his own sake that he listens.
Mm. Well, now you should listen to me. No, Rich and I aren't married yet, but we sure as hell are going to be, no matter how much you try to interfere. So just back off.
Okay.
Why don't you just stay in your lab and play with your little test tube.
Play the little test tubes.
So I know you're clinging to some kind of hope that you're going to get back together with Ridge. But I don't want you to set yourself up for heartache and disappointment. The same kind of heartache that you felt when Ridge broke off your engagement so that he could be with me.
Ew. So I don't want to show that. I love their scenes together. However, Ashley was good on Bold and Beautiful. I liked her on there. I thought she was great. And they really had a great time. So I love that. You guys are brutal in the chat. You're like, kill this person off. I don't like this person. Dang. You're like, kill these people off. It's kind of funny. Bold and Beautiful on Thursday was an old episode. When I saw Hope, I was like, Hope? I'm like, what happened? So I got preempted because, you know, what's his name? OJ got out of prison or whatever. I don't know. I don't know that. Who cares? So let's see. I remember the storyline when Ashley treated Brookie as like a bitch. How my lady, Katie, Heron, Regina, Georgia, Mean Girls. Yeah, she's back. We're not sure how long Caroline's back for. Not sure. We'll talk to her, see if she can give us any insight. But remember, she was off the show, and then she got a call to come back. And I remember I talked to her. She said she was surprised. So, yeah. Here's the thing, Aaron Brody. On Bold and Beautiful, I do this on a lot of stuff, but on this show particularly, she's doing a guy lie a lot there, too. They do recycle the people. It's a smaller cast, so they do seem to cycle the cast through each of the cast members. I don't know how else to say that. And I'm loving it here. You guys are like totally separate. The whole like Ridge belongs with Taylor, no, Ridge belongs with Brooke. I like Brooke and Bill, I have no problem with them. It's kind of, I'm interested to see why you guys are at. Like, who knows where Taylor is? I have no idea. I don't know what Hunter Tyler's doing these days. I don't know what her actress is doing. And Katie and Wyatt are supposed to happen. I saw that somewhere. Well, Friday basically was Thursday's episode, so they made Friday. Please forgive me. Please forgive us. Quinn says to Steffi. Wyatt walks in. Bridget Brooks is talking about Sheila, basically. And Steffi comes back to the hotel and talks to Eric. But Sheila and Eric kiss at the end. So I'm kind of curious. I'm actually curious why they're kissing this soon. I'm almost like, yeah, his heart was broken, but he did love Quinn completely. So I don't understand kind of why they're kissing so soon. It was interesting, I guess. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, I can see him being mad at Quinn, but why would he go to Sheila immediately after everything she's done? Yeah, she's being kind now, but like, that's where I'm kind of, I'm curious to see what this happens. I'm gonna see this, you know, I'm gonna watch this story. I'm a Sheila fan, so we'll see what happens. But you guys are asking, have the Avants moved away? Oh, Doolaman, hi Doolaman. The Avants moved away. Remember they bring him on for strong for a week and then they, you know, play back. That's one. Oh my god, that motel room. I forgot about that. We're gonna call in Zenday. Oh, you like the Brooklyn Bill too? Thanks, Nikisha. I'm the same way. Here's the deal about soaps. You guys know this already. They have to rotate people out. And some shows are better at rotation than others. But, I mean, they are in the credits, so they're still on contract. So I'm sure we get them back. Donna, Justin, Marcus. Oh, I love them. I was like such a fan. He does. Michelle, you are correct. Eric likes crazy women who are bad, because it's very true, and I was just thinking, I mean, I don't know, I just feel like Sheila is a special case. If I saw them, you know, further down the line a few months from now than Sherry Kiss, possibly, but I feel like she just got back into town. This happened with your wife, but, like, when you start kissing, I don't know. She's like, she's LA, blah, blah, blah. Brandon Larkins. Oh, my God, you guys, Brandon Larkins in here. I am Teen Quinn. In a weird way, I have to say, I think I want Quinn and Eric to stay together. I mean, somebody asked in here earlier. Also, okay, Doodle Man, you're like me. We like, they're good. Oh, I know. That's like, yes, Brandon Larkins, I am. Thank you. I think. Okay, so here's the deal. I think I want Ridge to have nobody. I think he deserves no one. I think he's been a bad person. He doesn't deserve no one. But then I think I almost want Eric and Quinn to make it. I mean, I feel like I got so invested in them and behind them that I'm still kind of invested, even though she did kiss Riz several times. I don't want Quinn and Riz together for some reason. I mean, I just don't. But someone asked earlier when they're gonna have sex. Oh, yes, and that's the other thing. Genoa City needs to find out that Sheila's alive. I know, that hasn't happened yet. Eric's a little busy right now, so he's not calling nobody. He's not calling his friend Lauren. He's a little busy dealing with his family crisis. But I think it's weird. I find myself rooting for Eric and Quinn, and I know I shouldn't be. It's just kind of weird. Don't send that Sheila to Y&R. Well, people are talking. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue if they're going to do that or not. But Scotty is all grown up, and he's on Y&R right now, he's dating Sharon, right? I like Quinn and Eric together, too. Okay, so you too, okay. I'm kind of like, yes, Ridge alone. I think Ridge should be alone for a while. Let him deal with the fact that he just screwed everything up. I almost don't want him to win something. And like I said a couple weeks ago, I liked when John McCook's character, who deserves an Emmy, just hands down, when he said, to Rich, I always forgive, and he still loses out. That Ridge always seems to win. Takes his woman away. Took his wife, basically, which is Ridge's mother, and Brooke. I mean, it just happens over and over again. And I think it's indicative of him. He's always the nice guy. And I think it's probably time for him to stop being a nice guy. I don't know. I'm sure some good stuff's coming up. I'm sure. With him and Ridge, I'm sure. We're not even there yet. Sheila did work Charlie. Oh, my God, I know. She's so... He's funny. another great actor who plays Charlie, of course. And, I mean, she looks good when it comes to being with a sidekick. She always just, yeah, she's like, and it's this whole Sheila Quinn thing. Because Quinn's like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm like, Quinn, I think you need to be afraid. I mean, if it brings back Crazy Quinn, yes. Doodle Man, I totally agree with you. When he called him Ridge Maroney, I was like, ooh, that was a cut. That was a knife to the heart. When he said that, I was like, you go, Eric. You're saying basically you are dead to me. As I'm sitting there, I don't know how I can recover from this. I mean, this is like the last straw. That was deep. When he did that, that was deep. That was very deep. Eric was a player back in the day, just like Ridge. Eric was just nice, unlike Ridge. I don't know. See, I feel like Ridge was worse. I feel like Eric, yeah, he went through women. I mean, because when he cheated on somebody with Beth Logan years ago. But I don't know. It just seems like whatever. Yes, Charlie played the dad from Small Wonder. Small Wonder. That's when that little girl was a robot. You remember that? And she came to live with them and this family in the 80s. I remember Small Wonder. That was one of the weirdest shows. The 80s were so weird. And I love the 80s. I mean, I came of age in the 80s. And I yes, Brandon, like it's bringing her back. She has her and Lauren. It's back to her. Brandon, if you saw tonight, my guest on GH Report was Miss Michelle Stafford. So, yeah, I don't know if you watched that. So we talked about Sheila a little bit because she played Sheila last. But, yeah, I wonder if Quinn is now going to become cuckoo crazy. Or, as Tony says on Audition Days, cuckoo for couple puffs. Aaron, you wanted to kill Quinn. Well, I don't want to kill Quinn. I just think that the showdown will be very interesting. Yeah, Vicky the Robot. Oh, my God. You guys are just bringing it back for me. Next, you'll be bringing up Alf. What was that? What was that other one? It was Alf, Small Wonder, Out of This World, where the girl had her father was a pylon or whatever she kept talking to on the side of her bed. Yes, yeah, so there were some strange shows in the 80s. I'm like, oh, yes. The 90s got a little better. But then I can't talk. In the 70s, I grew up with H.R. Puffin stuff and the Bugaloos and what was the other one? Land of Lost, the Sleestack, and Chaka. Oh, my God, some of those shows. I mean, obviously, they were all on drugs. City Mighty Crop, they were obviously on drugs doing these shows. I mean, I can't even. Yes, Pam is the mother of from the Wonder Years. Yes, she is. That's very true. Girl, you know it's true. Girl, you know it's true. No, I won't do it. A little Milli Vanilli for you. I don't care who sang those songs. I like them. So those are the two guys in braids and spandex. Who cares? But I did like those songs. They were good. Mr. Belvedere. Oh, Jesus, you guys. Now you guys are really pulling out some stuff. Woo, Mr. Belvedere. Oh, my God. There's some stuff there. See, when I was in the 70s, we had Nanny the Professor. We had Family. We had the Waltons. We had all those. So, yes. And then Rena Silver, of course, was on GH for a long time. I think... What's happening now? I love those. May rerun Rest in Peace. I loved that show. So I think Rena Sofer is doing a great job. I think they're all doing a great job. Normally I'll be like, I forgive Quinn, but after what she did to Liam, I can't move on like everybody else. There is the whole Liam thing too that she did. But she got me to, it's the funny thing about soaps, she got me to believe that Eric was her redemption. That's what's hard for me to let go of Quinn and Eric, because I feel like he was her redemption. But then I feel like they played Eric so dumb that he can't possibly take her back at this point because he played her so dumb. So he can't take her back. I mean, right? I mean, it just seems like, I don't know. Talk too much. Yes. Yes, you guys are spill some tea in here. Pearson Dorday briefly dated former Nickelodeon star Victoria Justice. You guys are like trying to work it out in here. You know, Pearson's a friend of my show, so I'm not saying nothing. Even though he is dating a girl from Dancing with Stars right now, and that is all. That's all open, and he's done that. Who's the Boss? Yes, check out Who's the Boss. Hi, Jake Marquez. But yeah, no, you hate Quinn. Well, Aaron, I understand if you hate Quinn. I totally understand it. That's the whole point. That's what's great about the show. She's supposed to be somebody you're supposed to hate. But it's just, I don't know. She says, the actors are doing such a great job right now. And I know now they're heading to Monte Carlo. That's next. They're going to Monte Carlo. And the fashion shows up over there. And I'm just, there's some good stuff being set up. And I'm really curious to see how Eric and Ridge and Quinn play out. Now that she's definitely in the mix. I'm really curious about that. And I'm waiting for everybody to find out that Charlie was the one who told Sheila. Like, everybody's like, well, none of us told Katie, and I'm like, we didn't tell anybody. So it's like, well, it wasn't any of you guys. It was Charlie. Charlie had the napkin that no one knows. Yes, Aaron, you're like, you think Quinn needs to die. Dang, you are on the Quinn death tour. I get that. I've already forgiven Quinn for her past craziness. I know, kind of. That's what I'm saying. I love Quinn, but hate what she did to Liam. I don't think Eric should forgive her. Oh, my God, my song. Yes, my song, I Am Ready, is on iTunes, on Google Play. It's on Amazon Music. It's a fun dance song, you guys. Yes, you should download it. It's a fun, positive, uplifting dance song. Yes, James is doing it. I just recorded a song for my hometown, Inglewood, here in California, Los Angeles, hoping to get it to be a theme for my city. So I just recorded that the other day. I have about 15 or 16 songs recorded right now. I'm putting together an album. So we'll see, you guys. Some of the songs are really good, so kind of fun. My little side stuff that I do. Eric can forgive her, though. Oh, dear. That's right, Michelle. That's why I have him on the show. You guys fight over him. That's so funny. I forgot about that. Quinn needs a mother. She bring the actress to play Barbara Ryan. Oh, Colleen Zink. Oh, I'd love to have her on the show. Oh, my gosh, she's so good. She's a great actress. Wyatt is coming back. He was on recently, so he was on with the Spencer stuff. I think they're gearing up for Wyatt and Katie. I think it's something gearing up. They're gearing up for that. But I think that they just haven't gotten there yet. Wyatt's back. He just, you haven't seen much of him, but he's back. He was talking to Quinn this week. As I said, this week he was talking to him, finding out what's going on. But not everybody knows the deal. So this will be very interesting as it starts to come out. There was one article I read, Carolyn Hensie, who I enjoy, and on some of our digest, thought that the outcome should have been bigger. It should have been released like at the Forrester, you know, at the House of, she thought it should be a bigger moment. I found it okay. I understand what she's saying, but I kind of found it okay. Quinn is like that because her mother, and they could bring her mother on. That's true. Remember, she talked about her childhood, which made her and Ridge kiss in the first place in San Francisco. So I think, I think that would sympathize people if she has a horrible mother. Remember when they brought on Betty White as Pam and Stephanie's mother? You got Ann Douglas. You got a chance to get a see of more of what was going on there. And Victor Newman, they brought his father on, who played by George Kennedy. And they had some famous scenes there. So, yes, it could be bringing a parent on, showing a damaged person is one thing that could do it. I don't like Katie and Wyatt together. Michelle D, I do agree. We'll wait until Bill finds out if Katie and Wyatt do happen. I don't know. Oh, you want a sister for Quinn? Who should play her sister on daytime? Who should play Quinn's sister? Somebody with dark hair and light eyes, pretty eyes. I don't know. You're more of a family. I would say bring Deacon back. You know, bring some Deacon back. He was, you know, my man Sean Kanan is a bomb, and I just should bring him back on the show and get him back with Quinn and like just work something out there. They were good together, so I don't know. And if Quinn can talk about her upbringing, more and more people will be able to take to her. I agree with that. Yeah, everybody can't wait to see Bill's reaction. Yeah, they said they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it. So I guess we'll have to see next couple of weeks, you guys. Okay, kids, that's it for tonight. We did it. We got through a good episode, good week of. It was like four episodes this week they had us of Bold and Beautiful. You can follow us on our Bold and Beautiful page on the Bold Breakdown. Follow us on iTunes and YouTube under AfterBuzz TV and the Bold Beautiful After Show. Follow my extension shows, my little podcasts, BB Rewind, which is on Spreaker.com and iTunes, and Bold and Beautiful Mini Spotlight, which is on my channel, JLG Media, on YouTube. You can do those. Yes, bring Deacon back. That's right. Make Taylor and Quinn Longlegs twins. Oh, that'd be so funny. To be a Hayes. Remember, she was Dr. Hayes. Go ahead and follow the whole soap block. We're all out there. Restless Wrap-Up, GH Report, and Dishon Days. They all have pages on Facebook. Dishon Days has pages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But follow us. We're your only soap block in the world. There's no other soap block out there. And we're here on AfterBuzz TV every Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, ending tonight like around 9 o'clock my time. So we are here. And you guys, my co-hosts, of course, I see Jacob. Thank you, Terrell. Terrell, you're a new person. I hope you come back next week. Because I have Lindsay Goffrey coming on next week. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. All James Lott Jr.'s are sold. And I love you guys, and I'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.